had to prepare to have baby number three. I'm sitting here reflecting on when I became a mum, or pregnant for the first time, and became a mum 7.5 years ago. And wow, what a difference it is, and what a journey it's been. I remember being pregnant with my first, and if there's any first time mums listening to this, or mums who run their own business and first time having a baby, totally appreciate this. I owned a swim school back then, and I just finished my first year and then found out I was pregnant with my first and my second year of business. I was not prepared at all for what was about to come. The pregnancy was intense. I felt very out of control. I had severe morning sickness on top of that. And I remember constantly on the app checking if this is what I'm supposed to feel. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm not sure how many times I phoned the doctor to say, you know, am I supposed to feel this way? Because I could barely function. And this was like the first 3 months of being pregnant with my first. I went from this, you know, go-getter, very ambitious, doing it all myself, you know, to I needed a lot of help. Barely get out of bed, obviously vomiting all the time. I couldn't drive anymore. Needed help in the, obviously, with my business and in the pool. And yeah, it was just so much. It was very chaotic, very overwhelming. And so that was my experience, you know, being pregnant with my first. And I just, you know, as I got to the second trimester, I was feeling a lot better and just, you know, kept going. I was working a lot. I was in the pool teaching a lot. And same with coming up to the third trimester, I just, you know, I didn't stop. So it was just a lot of feelings of overwhelm. I was exhausted. But it was just this mindset that I just had to keep going. And the way that I sort of relaxed, and this is, I only was doing the best I could with the tools I had, the information I had, and who I was back then. So at the time, I couldn't have done anything differently because I didn't know any different. And so I ate so much sugar. Sugar was my savior. And drinking Coca-Cola, couldn't stand the stuff before, and I still don't drink it now, but during my pregnancy, it was like the best thing ever. Just so I could feel relaxed and satisfied, because I couldn't find any other way to relax at the time. And, you know, fast forward then, of course, having her, and that was chaotic in itself, probably another podcast episode there. So I won't talk too much about the birth or the labor, more sort of the afterwards, not so much the postpartum part either. That will also be another episode. But as I sort of was now coming into motherhood and being a mum for the first time and still, of course, running my swim school business, there was a lot going on. And, you know, I was married to their dad. At the time, I'm now my a different partner, and my partner has two kids of his own. I've got my two girls. So, of course, this is the fifth edition. there was just a lot to manage. So married, you know, mum for the first time, running a business. And then there's this, you know, social life, so-called social life, and self-care. Oh, didn't have time for any of that. So I just remember being constantly overwhelmed and frustrated and anxious. And the only way that I remember to relax was I would have a bottle of wine every night. And KFC was like the thing. I'd have that like once a week. Oh my God, it was like the best thing ever. And a lot of sugar. And that was my, at the time, that's how I felt, this sense of relief and relaxation. So I didn't have to feel that constant pressure. There was just so much pressure and just doing and going and trying to do everything. Because now I've stepped into this new role, a new identity, but I hadn't let go of the other part of me, my old identity before mum. And it was this idea of I have to go back to what I was, or I'm still living that person. So it took me a while to come into mum, to being like, there's another human being here who is dependent on me, and looking after myself was also a priority. And at the time, I didn't understand that. So if you're listening and this is resonating with you, I just want you to know that you're doing the best you can and you've totally got this, and it is freaking hard being a first-time mum. There is literally nothing like it in the world. And so at that time of my life, I was very much out of balance. There was nothing balanced within me, just constantly like going and going and going and going. And I was broken, I guess, inside. My relationship wasn't working. He was struggling. And my relationship with Olive was hard. It was struggling. She's also not your typical average little person. That's another episode there. So I didn't get, one of those the easy little people. She's been one of my greatest challenges, and of course one of my greatest gifts of life lessons. I still continue to learn from her because she just thinks differently. She's so different to me and a lot of people I know. So that was my first time. So I stopped the swim school business, and I loved it so much, but it was just, I just didn't know where to put myself anymore. I didn't know who I was, and I just felt so out of touch with myself and life. And I was struggling, but to admit that out loud, no, that was not going to happen. I'm a very proud, ambitious person. Naturally, so to admit out loud that I'm struggling and to show it was absolute no-go. So if you're like me, you appreciate that I'm one of those people that just put a smile on her face and just make it look easy. But inside I'm like, so that was sort of those first few years of being mum. It was very, like you said, out of balance. And there was just something inside of me that said, enough. There has to be a better way. We cannot keep living like this. It can't be like, oh, can't wait till she's 18 and then I have to deal with this anymore. There had to be a way to enjoy it in this moment, in these moments. It can't be this hard. Yes, it's challenging. The challenges don't go away, but it can't be this in like internal intenseness. And so left the swim school and started the journey of trying to find it, I guess. And I guess in today, what I wanted to sort of mostly share is just simply being aware of how you're feeling now. Are you kind of feeling those unbalanced, imbalanced inside, constant feelings of frustration and overwhelm and anxiety and like overstress and reaching for external sources like alcohol and food, sugar, particularly to make you feel the opposite, sort of satisfied, relieved, and a sense that you can breathe. If that's, if that sounds like what's going on, just simply knowing that it's not bad, it's not wrong, it's just simply knowing that that's how you're coping and surviving. And simply being aware of that. And as we go and we're going to explore some more and some new and some different episodes of how we're going to shift that. But until we are aware of what's going on, we cannot shift that. So what I invite you to do is simply just be aware of how you're feeling in this moment and simply going, okay, I am frustrated. I am feeling overwhelmed. I am drinking this to make myself feel relieved and satisfied. Okay, that's interesting. So just getting curious. We're going to learn how to let go judgment of self and of others. And we're going to replace that with curiosity. So we can start to make those shifts from within. Because balance isn't something that happens outwardly. It's something that happens inward. And when we take full responsibility of creating that balance, we can create it. And we let go of the blame of others or external sources that are creating that imbalance. You are in charge of creating this internal balance and creating this incredible life that you want to have. It doesn't have to be hard, and it doesn't, and you do not 100% have to do this alone. And the more that you openly share how you feel, whether that's with someone or just sharing it out loud to yourself, just claiming it, affirming it, owning your feelings, it releases it and you start to already feel that sense of the satisfaction. So to just sort of wrap up this session, this episode, coming back to the intention here is just simply being aware of how you're feeling and noticing what you're doing to make yourself feel the opposite, and maybe get into sort of that practice of how you want to feel instead. And it's okay to feel those things. And we're going to talk a lot about how we feel and how it's okay to feel angry and it's okay to express ourselves. But yeah, I would love to, hear about, what's come up for you. If there's any way I can support you, just please leave some comments. Let's get sharing. Let's create some change, powerful, empowering change together. Thank you for listening. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. I would really appreciate it if you could like, share, and subscribe to this channel on whichever platform you're listening to. I would also love to know what resonated with you or even triggered something in you. So remember, if you want more, then don't forget to subscribe to this channel, and you can follow us on Insta at awakening.motherhood. Once again, thank you so, so much for tuning in, and we will see you on the next one. Mwah.